And let's go to a story that actually captured the interest of our listeners yesterday. We spoke with Deborah Rohde. She's the author of The Beauty Bias. And she asked if there should be workplace protections for unattractive people. And you've been weighing in on this. On thetakeaway.org, Shanna writes, I'm a fat person. I work in a business casual environment, but I'm also broke because of the recent economy. So certain high-priced clothing items have had to go. Should I be put down professionally because I'm being smart with my money?
Being thought of only as pretty has its downsides, too. Denny in Seattle posts this. I was in a panel interview for a national airline. There were about 25 of us. And after the interview, a gentleman came up to me and said, you know, we are going to get hired, right? Look at us. You are the most beautiful woman here, and I'm the cutest guy. They are hiring two people. It is us. Just watch. I was totally upset because I had gone to school for a job in the tourism industry, and to think that all I needed to do was go in a flash, smile, stick out my chest, that was insulting. Unfortunately, he was right.
So how about limiting how good-looking you can be at work?
This is Nini from Detroit, and please don't ban my stilettos from the workplace because some of us just enjoy to look good, getting up, putting ourselves together the way we want to be put together. And nothing against frumpy people, but if that's your choice, then my choice should be allowed also.
All right, Mimi. And we'll leave it with Bridget in Los Altos, California, who writes, I am not sure that beauty can be legislated. After all, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Behold our conversation by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post and listen back at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.